Good morning. I'd like to welcome you this morning with a verse that's found in Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this time of worship, Lord. We ask that you would be present, that you would lead us and guide us and strengthen us in your word. Help us to apply your word daily, to live it out each and every day. We ask, Lord, to strengthen those who are sick and shut in, Lord, those who have physical difficulties, spiritual difficulties, Lord. We ask you to lift them up and strengthen them. We pray, Father, that you would guard our hearts from the evils of this world. Help us to be wise and to listen to your instruction. We pray this all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, I would like to share with you Psalm 91. A couple of months ago, I shared with you Psalm 90, which was a psalm about the first man, which is about Adam. And in Adam, is through Adam, death came into this world. And this second psalm, or this Psalm 91, is a picture of our Lord Jesus from heaven, but can be applied to those who trust in him, as the promises of God for salvation are fulfilled through our Lord. So, starting at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And verse 1 begins with a qualifier. Who is it that shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty? It is he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. The Most High is mentioned 48 times in the Bible, in both the Old Testament and New Testament, and in all cases talks about God. He is the Most High. For us to be in the care of God, we need to be close to him. This does not mean just a physical location, but a spiritual. This psalm, being a messianic psalm, speaks of our Lord and how he dwells constantly with the Most High. And so it is like our presence is as close as Jesus's when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Positionally, it is like us dwelling with God. The problem is that I don't always stay close to God. I have a tendency to move out of his shadow and his protection and cast my own shadow. And this is when I run into trouble. The psalmist says, I will trust in the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress. The word fortress here is Masada. If you go to Israel, one of the places you'll most likely visit is Masada, a place called Masada, which is a massive rock pillar where Herod built a fortress. This is the same word. Masada was a fortress for the Jews against its enemies. But in the end, the Romans were able to build a land bridge and penetrate this man-made fortress and destroy it. In contrast, if our trust is in the Lord, there is nothing that can penetrate his fortress. Jeremiah 17:5-6 says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places of the world in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited." You can see the man or woman out on their own, not under the shadow of God, but bearing the elements all on their own. They will not last. They will come to destruction. But the man who trusts in God and stays close to God is protected from the elements. In verses 7 and 8 of Jeremiah 17, which is fairly familiar to most of you, it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." What a contrast to the one who trusts in their own strength to the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of this world. It's not as if believers do not face troubles, difficulties of both physical or spiritual. It's not a question as of if we will face these troubles. It is a question when we will face these troubles in life. The difference is that God is supporting and giving strength to endure and uphold the believer. We are secure when we seek him first. In verses 3-8 of Psalm 91, God not only upholds his promises of deliverance for the believer from their enemies. The snare and the arrow refer to the threats that are launched against us by others. Unlike the snare and the arrow that are seen, pestilence is another enemy that is unseen to the eye and refers to plagues and diseases that could seemingly strike out of nowhere or randomly, much like we are experiencing now. But the psalmist reminds his readers of God's protection, that he never sleeps. He will deliver you from the snare, protect you against the terror by night, or the arrows that fly by day, the pestilence that walks in the darkness, and the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Night or day, our God protects those who follow him. In verse 10, the psalmist says, "No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling." The faithful man is to be protected from evil of every kind. That it does not enter his home or infect the rest of his family. The psalmist has made the Lord his refuge and dwelling place, that no evil shall befall him or come into his home. When we make Jesus our Lord, our shepherd, he will guide us through this life, keeping us safe from the evil that is all around us. This is not guaranteeing us happiness or prosperity, as Satan would have us believe, but protection from the snares and arrows, the plagues that sin has brought into this world. In verses 11 and 12, it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." In this passage, Satan has used this and thought he could tempt Jesus to jump from the pinnacle of the temple. Listen to the difference that Satan says in Matthew 4, verse 6. "And he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Did you catch it? He left out the words, "in all your ways." The Lord Jesus came to earth to do the will of his Father. And that meant to walk in his ways, To do anything that Satan had tried to tempt him with would have been out of the way of God. The promises for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In verses 14 to 16 is God speaking to the hearers. He says, because he has sent his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. When we set our love upon the Lord and call upon him, we will receive deliverance and answers. God has promised complete satisfaction to those who trust in him. This psalm is not saying because we trust in Jesus, everything is now perfect, that we won't face any problems or difficulties. Rather, it is a promise that when we do face those times, we have a secret place, a refuge, a shelter, a fortress, a shield. He will cover you with his feathers. In summary, we have a God in whom we can trust. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and he will protect you from the evil of this world.